Hour 15, not too bad.
Bye bye.
Yeah, not too bad.
I love your Kermit voice.
Oh, ears hurt.
Kermit. Almost biggie.
Bathroom break.
Why am I
Kermit?
Why am I fingers smelling pork?
Gross. Ew.
That is pretty gross.
It makes you so upset.
Oh, smell my fingers?
No.
Smelling pork. Pork chops.
Would either of you like another beverage?
Bone in or bone out?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
What?
Beverage?
I'm good. Thank you.
I prefer bone in pork chops.
Shark self, two penises. She's too busy thinking about what she'd do with two penises.
Be awesome.
It would be. It'd be so much more amusing.
It really would be. Do some tricks with that.
Da 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 da.
Are you done? Yep. Oh god, I'm coming. What? And she's like, oh, okay, good, you're done.
It's going in two different directions.
Ah, drive!
I told you about the fact that I know someone who, like, jizzed in her eye, and she got herpes in her eye.
She had it coming.
Yeah. She was kind of a massive
gross.
She had it coming.
Like,
Houdini.
Gross.
No, I'm being classy with this.
Yes.
Nice.
What is that, sir?
Whiskey.
Lovely.
Two gingers.
Lovely. Mm. Good.
I picked up another bottle of it because I thought I was out. So now I have to drink the bottle that I have I can feel like I actually needed the bottle that I bought.
Good strategizing, sir.
Indeed.
Guess what? I get to see your girlfriend tomorrow. I'm so excited.
You just can't hide it.
And I just can't hide it.
Which actually helps me because I did not get an opportunity to do laundry yesterday, so I am running low on clothes. And
well, you may still, if you guys had plans at night, then you may still
get in trouble.
Yeah.
For
because
commando tomorrow.
I'm just grabbing brunch with her and AJ.
Oh.
Brunch.
Yes. I love brunch. It's quite a good thing. Quite.
Indeed.
Yes. Oh, so in terms of getting Emily into Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
It was a hard sell at first because I threw her straight at Matt Smith.
Yeah, that's how I entered into it, though.
I've tried to watch Eccleston. I've tried to watch.
I like Eccleston, but it took me a little while. I really didn't like the first episode that I saw with Eccleston that much.
Yeah, and I mean, I keep seeing David Tennant as Barty Crouch Jr., and that's what he will always be. So it's like, how can he be the Doctor if he's going to turn evil and like have that weird...
I've separated that, surprisingly, but now that you've said it...
I can't shake it.
It may ruin David Tennant for me.
So no. it's Matt Smith, and so we're at the point where... We're right up to the episode before the Weeping Angels, and
I love that one.
Oh god, that is,
it's so creepy.
One of my friends on Facebook from college had posted that no horror movie has scared her to the point that she's been scared during Weeping Angels episodes.
Oh yes,
because those are fucking scary. Oh
yes, they are.
Though I still haven't watched the David Tennant one or ones, whatever. Because I've heard that's scarier than the Matt Smith one, and the Matt Smith one did give me nightmares.
I haven't seen the Matt Smith one. I've seen the David Tennant one, and that one was...
I've seen both.
Comparison?
David Tennant's is worse.
Yeah,
much
that's
worse.
I would.
Was David Tennant's a two-parter?
I would hope
so. Nope. It was a one-shot.
Oh.
I'm gonna go home and watch Buffy now.
But David Tennant wasn't much... in it.
Yeah, he wasn't really in it.
It did have Carey Mulligan, who's one of my favorites.
Oh, so it was one of those
friend.
It was one of those friend ones.
Yep.
Okay. My turn for Bethany.
I love the Stormageddon one.
Yeah, you'll like it. I mean,
no, it's the fact that.
I mean, no, not in. That's not what I meant. I mean, you won't mind the fact that David Tennant isn't in it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite episodes.
Or that he's in it to a minimal extent. Jack, you gotta watch Doctor Who.
I know.
I know.
Just start with Christopher Eccleston and catch up to us. Yeah.
Let's start.
That's what I did. Eccleston. That's what I did.
Oh,
that's
and you fine. Need to go freaking watch Firefly.
That is what I've been told.
Yeah.
By, like, all of my friends. Well, not all of them. Just the...
Dude, Jacob seriously, Nathan Fillion. Not only is he a good actor, but he's good looking.
You should know him.
Dr. Horrible right now.
You should know him. Yeah. You should know who he is.
He's not a really that great of a singer, though. I think he's just kind of in it because he's Nathan Fillion.
It didn't even matter to me that much that he doesn't sing.
No, I know,
because
it's not
well.
Like a... It's because Neil Patrick Harris is such a staple. Like, it's not like... as far as, you know, his golden
On my birthday
voice.
This year, I went over to one of my friend Joel's house at, like, midnight because I had to fix... Like, he was at his aunt's house, and I had to fix... Like, the DVD player, because he's awful at technology, and being a nanny slash babysitter, I am awesome at all things DVD player television. And yes. So I was over there, and I fixed it. And then for my birthday, he played all of the Dr. Horrible songs on their grand piano while we sang them.
I played the first one, the Laundry Day song, for my boss's wedding.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's an interesting place for that one. I mean, I could understand how it would work.
Laundry Day.
Well, it was for the reception.
Just the freeze ray part.
Yeah.
With my freeze ray, I will stop
the world.
See, I was kind of hoping that with Nathan Fillion, it was going to flow that way first. Just so that we could play around in that collection.
Yeah, I really wanted to keep that one going, but yeah, you know.
Now you know who Nathan Fillion is.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Well, we did get our little Firefly rant in between you and me
as well.
It was good.
I wish I could have been able to go further. I just couldn't think of I couldn't think of Wash's name. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Alan Tudyk.
That's right, Alan Tudyk. Because that last name, it's so
it's
consonant-y.
Yeah.
But do we want to do a couple rounds of build a title?
At least one, I'd say.
Yeah.
Can I have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
To write on because I get
pizza?
So distracted. Can I have a piece of pizza?
Can I have a piece of pizza? Can I have food?
There's still four left.
Yeah, I'm going to go snag one.
You might want to nuke it for a second and a half.
I like cold pizza.
I don't know. This is one of those ones where the cheese is all white, so it's not the best when it's...
Cold pizza.
Totally okay.
Someone's going...
Vroom. I am. It's me.
Wasn't me.
Hold on. I don't have... I don't have fingers. There we go. Hey.
Yay.
Hi. Are you guys
done? No. Well, we're done with the episode, but we're trying to...
With?
Who do you think I'd be talking to
Is
openly?
It Emily?
Of course.
Hi, Emily.
Yeah, we're just about to start
meow,
a bonus
meow,
track.
Meow, 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 meow.
Don't even...
Yeah, we were going to make fun of Katie because she got a text during the show.
Yeah, I was.
With the ringer on.
It should have been off. It should have.
Here's pizza, love.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, I'll let you go then.
Cheers.
Talk to you later, babe.
Bye, Annie.
Bye.
Aw, kissy sounds.
Yes. And I forgot.
You're so cute.
I was actually supposed to contact Molly because she wanted to be.
She wanted to
see my face.
Watch another bonus track.
Oh, okay.
So I'll put her on the stand over here, and optimistically, everyone will be able to hear her. Relatively,
I want to see Avengers again.
Sure.
I think AJ and Dave are going to see it Thursday.
Court Revelers rehearsal.
Right. It's ringing. Why won't you pick up? Okay, well, whatever.
When does that stuff
start?
Huh?
When does that RunFest stuff start?
End of August.
Cool.
Through the beginning of October.
Hey!
Hi!
I don't have video for you yet.
Oh geez.
Yeah, it looks like I'm in a rave.
Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like pizza?
I'm
Pizza?
Hey, oh, I know what I can do. Yeah. I've been dumb all this time. Let's see if this works.
Cool, she's on a screen.
But she will be on another screen.
Oh my gosh. Will she be able to use that camera?
Holy shit.
Yes! Yay. Technology is awesome!
But she's not moving.
I know,
she's not moving.
I forgot to tap it off.
Oh, cool.
So now,
is she dead?
You can go hang out in your usual spot.
Whoa.
Look, it's
we're kind of all here.
That's
my
cool.
Hand.
Oh,
wait. Hello.
Did I get it almost in one shot? No, I didn't. Not even close.
Almost.
Wait, can I flip the camera?
Are we flickering? Can you,
Do I need to snuggle closer to Jack?
Oh, sorry, you're on mute. I'm dumb. Sorry. Talk now.
Heard her.
Hi.
There
Hi,
we
Mom.
Go.
Whoa.
Wow, that's amazing.
This is on my phone right now, so this is why it's kind of goofy looking by comparison to the HD thingy.
I was going to say because, like, the video's, like, flashing and it's really jittery.
Oh, it's the ceiling fan. Wow. Cool.
Loco.
Stop.
Pare.
The world.
It is slowing down. Check it out.
Look, it's my arm.
Wow.
I'm Marley Manning.
Oh,
Miss Katie.
Yeah, unts.
Hey. I was so about to be like, hey, do you just want to Skype sometime, even though we haven't met?
Wait, it's still flashing.
I think the mailman ate your cookies.
What?
It's still going.
They never came.
What?
That's what she said?
They never did.
Give me your address again, because I wrote what you gave me.
Waiting for a box and never came.
Everything
I ordered
a
shirt to that never showed up.
What the fuck,
you're
mail?
You're a really fashionable mailman.
Well, they are going to be really stale now, so I think I'm going to like have to overnight some different ones. Like twice as many.
Oh, it's still flashing. That's
that makes
weird.
Me so angry.
I know. Well, I told Dan to text you last week
about
it. I don't know if he ever did.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering, 'cause I have to control it mirror style, so I'm trying to keep people.
Well, Dan, why are you using your phone? Is there a reason?
Yeah, because I haven't unpacked my laptop from bringing it home for the derby party. You know, I could actually talk to you, and that'd be helpful.
I'm gonna overnight you cookies tomorrow, Molly.
You know what? We're just gonna do this because it'll be more interesting this way. Is I can talk to you.
Me too.
Yeah. No, I can talk to you, and then we can just turn you to who's applicably speaking. By the way, you haven't actually seen Adam
like
very close.
Hat.
Hello.
Woman.
What? Say it again.
Woman.
So I was saying, so I'm on the TV monitor, but the camera is on the phone.
Show her
yes.
herself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Show her herself.
Infinity. You're.
Yeah.
You can tell that you're wearing blue. It's just, you know, the color balance is crap.
Hooray.
But yeah.
Hoorah. Yep.
No, that's me. So, hi.
two Dan Whalens.
I had a point, and now I don't remember what it was.
To my right.
You were saying something about something. Well, I don't remember what that something was.
Whatever.
Let's play Build a Title.
But we're playing Build a Title, and do you have a suggestion?
To start with?
I don't know how to play this game.
Yeah.
You don't know how to play, Jack?
No.
You will understand as we play, because you will be third.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
And this is an elimination thing, too, so if you can, you know, give up if need be.
How about the movie Look Who's Talking?
Look Who's Talking. So, wow, that's actually, that is tough. I will say that is tough because, so the concept is I have to think of something that ends with look or begins with talking. Oh, no.
Can you eliminate letters at the end of it, though?
Here we go. No, you can't eliminate letters, but you can do something like this. Look who's talking speech.
King's speech. Oh,
so
okay.
The king's speech would be...
Because you can drop us and thes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know something that can go on the beginning of it, too, so nobody can yell at me.
Well, never mind.
Is Katie allowed to play, or... I mean, Katie
Molly.
Is allowed to play, but Molly, is Molly allowed to play?
I was like...
I was looking at you, and then I thought of your name.
Is it picking up enough?
And then,
is it picking up?
I'm not really hearing it, but, I mean, we could relay if we wanted to, but
Molly,
I don't know.
I can be Molly's voice.
That's not very good for track quality, so.
Can she play? Meow. Meow cannot be the answer for every question.
I mean, I could try to do this. No, it's going through the speaker though, so we're kind of
we'd have to stuck.
So we'll
I love the cutie.
Turn her up,
it's
but
a little
cutie.
No,
it's just Molly will be ever present as our
spectator.
Audience member. Who?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's little cutie. I love the cutie.
So Katie, it would be your turn to do something that's look who's talking's speech. Sorry that the camera's going to swing around a lot. It's because I'm not going to pay attention sometimes and forget that I have it.
I'm already entertained by the fact that there's a really creepy echo.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that, too. I can actually hear it. I think it's coming out of my phone. Yeah.
I think it's coming out of my butt.
Like the echo of hearing it, and then it's going through the speakers and then through my speakers as well.
Creepy.
But what do you got?
Look who's talking, King's speed chain of fools.
Speed.
What?
Can I do chain? That? Or, like, because you did King's.
Speed chain.
Because speed chain.
Yeah, it has to, flow kind of.
Speed chain.
Speed chain.
Talking speed chain of fools.
Because it has to be, like, part of the.
Yeah, I think it works.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Speech chain of fools.
Mm-hmm. So you have to come up with something that begins with fools or ends with look.
Fools rush in. I believe it's on. It's a guy with Matthew Perry.
Yeah, Matthew Perry. Yeah. And was it Selma Hayek or Penelope Cruz?
You got to say the whole thing, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Look who's talking, speech chain of fools rush in.
There you go.
So, Adam, this is kind of fun to have the interactive camera.
Okay, so
look
who's talking. Speech
chain
of fools rush into the west.
Kid looks around like,
that's it.
Okay. Wait, it's in the west.
Into the west.
Into the west. West. Okay, so that would be look who's talking. Speech chain. King's speed chain. Chain of fools?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chain of
what
fools
is,
rush into the west wing.
Wow.
That's cool.
Because it's even the west wing, so.
the
wing. End.
Double win.
Accuracy points.
What was chain of fools?
I don't know. It's some movie that's always on TV that I never watch.
Oh, okay.
Who's in it or anything? Does it? Cool.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum was in it too.
Oh, I love Jeff Goldblum.
Yep. Was it good? Should I turn it on sometime?
You know what I've been addicted to recently is the Make Some Noise music video from the Beastie Boys because of MCA's passing. Because it has Elijah Wood in it. And he does a really good job.
Yeah, he does.
Huh.
Like, out of the trio, he syncs up the best.
Yeah. He was fantastic in that.
Cool. But
anyway, yeah.
Do we still go?
Yeah, she's thinking.
Oh, got it.
So we have look who's talking, speech chain of fools rush into the west wing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, God, I can't think of...
I know there have to be a million movies that start with the word wing? I cannot think.
You have to talk into the microphone still.
Yeah, you're... Meh. You're a bit east. As the crow flies. Thank you for that interpretation.
Molly just did a crow thing with her hands.
Way to go, Molly.
For the kids at home.
And your Jason Mraz hat. Or more so, previous Jason Mraz, because now he looks like he's homeless.
I know.
Damn dirty hippie.
He's dead to me.
Also, the album isn't that great. Compared to We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things, not nearly as good as that one.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
No, it's...
Strictly opinion.
It's true. Ooh. Keyboard sounds really funny on this one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It sounds like you're frying something.
Yeah, or like smushing someone's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
From here, bacon. It just sounded like weird, gooey liquid or something.
Like, almost like you're crushing like, someone's skull in.
Oh, my gosh. It was kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
It might just be the headphones causing the distortion.
No, I'm not wearing headphones, and it's...
Yeah, it's still funky.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you got, Katie? Anything?
Yeah.
Not really.
I got one.
Yeah, technically it is Molly's turn.
No one can hear her but us. She's like
an imaginary friend.
Right.
Almost. You're like that green alien from Flintstones. Gazoo?
Yeah.
The Great Gazoo.
Yeah.
Great Gazoo.
Can you talk in that sassy voice? That would be lovely.
Dum dum.
Holy crap.
Oh, I love you so much. That's so funny.
That was awesome.
But Katie, got something in 15 seconds just to perpetuate the game.
Yeah, I think I'm out. Is there a movie called She's Got the Look? Because I swear...
She's got the look. She's got the
look. Would you mind, Molly?
Really crappy ones.
Working on it.
She's Got the Look. That sounds like a song.
A really awful movie.
It is the song.
I know it's a song, but I swear...
No.
I don't know.
No?
Okay.
That's a negative.
So. I've got nothing.
Oh, does it then go to me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Wings a movie or is that a show? And would that count?
That's what I was going to, but I was like, that's cheap to just put...
Oh, shut up.
An S on the end. God.
I don't know about that one.
I feel like just adding a letter is not enough. It is a TV show, and it would be appropriate if... I don't even know how it would be appropriate, actually. That not coming off of West Wing. Adding one letter isn't really enough.
Yeah.
I
was like, could you do fonts? Like Wingdings?
Yes, of course. Fonts always work.
Wingnut Productions, oh my God, Lord of the Rings. Fonts.
That'd be so funny.
Totally
win. I don't know. That could go on for a while.
I don't know my font names well enough for that kind of
Molly
business.
And I. We'll play this later.
And everyone who says Comic Sans gets slapped in the face.
Exactly. That's not a real font. That's
you lie!
A child's font in an adult's game.
No, I'm trying to think of something.
Font at the bottom of the barrel.
Zaf Dingbats. 3.
You just start at doing all the symbol fonts at the end.
I don't think that's... No. Wing. I think... I'm gonna, like, wonder if there's, like, an obscure, maybe, like, 80s...
You have to have confidence in when it relatively came out.
I don't know. I'm just, like, guessing at something. Is that frowned upon? Do I just pass if I can't think of anything?
If it sounds legitimate, we can look it up.
I want to look up if there's a movie called Wing Blade.
Wing Blade. What do you got?
That sounds like a terrible, like, just 80s action movie or something.
Nope.
Damn.
You might be thinking of Sling Blade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, well, then I got nothing. Screw it.
Man.
Got
to go over the top so you can get the...
aerial view.
Well, over the mic stand.
Is my face, like...
distorted?
It looks weird.
Yeah,
you look kind of... It's light, but you have direct light.
Yeah.
That's just your normal face.
That's just you.
Anyway, I had a couple things that I was kind of toying with. One of them was a computer game that I used to play that's probably not a movie. Maybe... No, that's probably not anything. Kids at home, you can blame Jack for being flatulent.
My arm's getting tired.
That's what she said.
I'm just going to say Wings of Steel. How about that? Let's try Wings of Steel.
Wings on High? Is that one?
Wings of Steel.
Nope. No? Okay. Well, I'm out too.
And I had the last legitimate answer, so I'm just going to take it, because I got nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of a non-starter.
So we ended up with, Look Who's Talking's Speed Chain of Fools Rush into the West Wing.
That was
so, Molly, you
stop it.
You kept saying that you had one. What do you did?
I realized it didn't work.
Oh.
But I will say that there was apparently this epic movie
is that a dog?
Freddie Prinze Jr. was in called Wing Commander.
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh,
Freddie Prinze
Jr. Oh my God, that's right. It was horrible, but I remember the preview so well. Yeah. Oh
crap.
Oh, and you know Matthew Lillard made his own Garden State.
What?
Yeah, it's called Spooner.
I think I've heard of that.
I've heard of the town in Wisconsin called Spooner.
Yes, I have too.
Isn't in Family Guy they live on Spooner Street?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Cool.
So...
New round.
New round.
Yeah. It's harder than you think.
Katie, you were out first, so do you want to start?
Sure.
Use your microphone, please.
I will.
You're not.
I will.
Please.
Say, I am.
Couldn't tell me what to do.
Silvus Platt.
Lost in Space.
Is that what you want to start with?
It has things that you could build off of. It's a title that you can build a title.
Upon. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I actually have a good one.
Okay. You're welcome to start if you'd like. Just... I can't get the movie Brother Bear out of my head.
Why not?
Brother Bear.
Brother Bear. Brother.
I don't know. I think that's an awful one to start with.
Then I would go with. No, then I'd need an S. That wouldn't work.
How about just The Dark Knight?
You're gonna go with Step Brothers?
That's what I was thinking, but... So, are we doing Dark Knight or it's...
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, okay. Dark Nightmare on Elm Street? Yeah?
Oh, cool, I like that.
Okay, The Dark Nightmare on Elm Street. That is cool.
I
I was almost going to say Before Christmas, but I changed it at the last second.
Okay. Elm Street.
Or you could add Before Dark.
Yeah, I know.
Dark.
Dark. Scanner darkly.
See, I had Darkwing Duck.
She didn't work.
Let's get work. Dangerous.
When there's trouble, just call DW. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When there's trouble, you call DW.
That's just mildly distracting.
It was cool being DW, but then Arthur got really popular.
Yeah.
And then I was DW.
Yep. She was annoying.
That show was just annoying.
I liked that show. It was that sweet, simple,
adorable. DW annoyed me.
And Buster's
awesome.
I like
Buster. I like that he has his own spinoff with his lesbian moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he goes and travels the world.
Yeah, it's like postcards from Buster or whatever.
There you go.
It's dumb.
You're dumb.
I know. Shut up.
What do you got, Adam?
No, that's not a movie.
Does that have to be a movie or can it be a TV show?
TV show.
It can be a TV show. Buffering rules. Yeah, I'm just going to say that this is a movie because I think it's one. The Dark Nightmare on Elm Streets of New York.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wait.
That's Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Streets of New York?
No, it's Gangs of New York.
Streets of New York is not coming up.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Whatever. I'm out of this round.
It sounded so authentic, though. I just believed it.
It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Can we go with video games, too?
No.
Streets of Rage? I'm going to go with Are You Afraid of the Dark?
That was mine, yes.
That's a good one.
That show was too scary for me.
I watched like one episode and I was not able to look into a candle directly for 3 seconds for many, many years.
I just remember one about a ghost and silver and like something about a mirror.
Hmm.
It was weird.
And the one I saw there was if you looked at a candle with a flame for more than 3 seconds, like looked directly at it, like some fireman's ghost or whatever would come and burn everything. So yeah, like I didn't look at a candle for more than 3 seconds for probably a decade.
Or the pinball one. That's the only one. That one was
one of Ryan Gosling's first roles.
What was? Oh, just okay. I thought you meant one of the specific ones that we mentioned.
Gosling.
So that puts it to you, Katie, as Are You Afraid of the Dark Nightmare on Elm Street?
That actually really sounds kind of cool.
Is there a TV show called Street Eats?
No, I mean, there's Eat Street down the way.
Never mind.
Yes, I totally have one if you don't have one.
Well, it just seems so obvious with R as the beginning that there would be stuff. There's so many obscure
Reptar,
movies.
Reptar, You Afraid of the Dark.
Reptar.
Gotta find that Reptar.
Are you singing Reptar on Ice?
Brave.
Here I
star.
Am. You can stop looking.
Wait,
now.
Streetcar. Did they make a movie of Streetcar named Desire?
Did they? Streetcar?
Can we add plays?
Streetcar named Desire?
I'm almost positive they did.
What about it?
Oh, yeah. Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. So, the entire movie is...
Are You Afraid of the Dark Nightmare on Elm's Streetcar Named Desire?
I mean, technically it's a streetcar named Desire.
Yeah, we cut out us and those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna
For safety's
go
sake.
I was going to go with Street Sharks.
Street Sharks?
Shark.
The TV show.
Oh my god.
Jawsome!
You just go, Shark.
Oh, that's right. That just came up on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, wow. So I have R.
miss my basement.
Are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm Street car named Desire?
Desire?
Irized. The mirror of Irized.
Yes.
See, the first thing that I thought of... and this might actually work. So it is, are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm Streetcar named Desire Ernest Goes to Camp?
Yes.
But it's spelled wrong.
Wow.
No, it's phonetic.
Yeah, Desire Ernest.
You know how night and night are spelled differently?
Right on the very end.
To
camp.
But I got the last syllable, not the last letter.
Oh, I see.
Desire Nest Goes to Camp.
Desire. Because it says an er.
Yeah.
Got the whole er.
Yep.
So, Adam, did you bow out?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
so,
this is my turn?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm Street, car named Desire Nest Goes to Camp Nowhere?
Yes!
Yes. Camp and then Nowhere. I'm going to say where... Okay. Are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm Street car named Desire Ernest Goes to Camp? Know where the wild things are.
Ooh.
Oh. Marie Sendak, rest in peace.
Had to.
Wait. You just made it cyclical.
Yeah, I know. So that pretty much ends it. I'd say that should end it.
Oh. Oops.
Yeah, I almost want to just concede so it ends as, are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm Streetcar named Desire Ernest Goes to Camp Nowhere?
The wild things.
Nowhere, the wild things. Are you afraid of the dark? It just keeps going.
Oh.
It just keeps going.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Let's see.
It is a thing of beauty. Has to end in R or start with R?
Yeah.
Come on.
What? That's what it sounds like.
Well, what sounds
kids
like?
Kids at home can't hear it.
Oh, well, the tick-tacking of the keyboard.
Yeah. Here, I'll put the microphone really close so that you could... is that picking it up,
echo.
Or is it just a weird echo?
It's
yeah.
A weird echo.
Let's just...
You up.
Let's not do that, then.
I was like, you have a wonderful right ear.
Excuse me, I was just...
I know, right?
I was just stirring mac and cheese at him.
Oh, God. I'm getting, like, the end of
yes.
all of the moves I can think of, like Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh!
Got it. Just had to talk it out. So it's, are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm Streetcar named Desire Ernest Goes to Camp? Know where the wild things, army of darkness.
Oh!
What? Oh.
Bruce Campbell slept with all of our mothers.
Not mine.
Sorry, there's a demotivational poster. It has that on there. Sorry.
But it's your turn, so.
Darkness. Darkness.
This is a very dark build a title.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, Army of Darkness is hilarious with some weird, creepy shit that goes on, too.
Ooh, I know a good
but
one.
It sounds
I know
scary.
A good one.
Ooh, me too. Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you.
Me
too. You just gave away what it was, so I got it. Thank you. Yeah.
What?
We're communicating through facial expressions that you can only kind of see based on the resolution of this camera. What you got?
Anytime anyone sings that little song, all I can think of is Barney from The Simpsons doing his like sexy dance in the Bewitched costume.
That's actually a really good impression. That was wow.
I do voices.
Yes.
But no more.
Jack Lab, what do you got?
Oh, good God. I'm really coming up with a blank, so I'm just gonna bow out just because my creative juices are kind of lacking at this point. So I'm gonna let you guys take the reins.
This one's running low.
You guys go for it.
What do you got?
Isn't that yours?
No, it's. I just sent it over. It's Army of Darkness.
Oh yes. Okay.
Squishy squish.
Frying an egg.
Stirring your mac and cheese. Gross.
Clackety clackety clack. Clack 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 clack. Oh, it's kind of like those aliens that spoke in Mars Attacks.
Clack clack clack. Is there a movie called, it's either like A Necessary Evil or Necessary Evil or something like that.
I don't know that one.
Gape. It's spelled just like a
Oh, I have such a good one.
Oh, okay, I'll bow out so you can have your glory moment.
So it's, are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm streetcar named Desire? Ernest goes to camp, nowhere the wild things, Army of Darkness falls.
Yep, that's the one I was thinking of, actually.
That's a good ending point.
Yay, yeah. Because I think with it being 11 and all, it'd be
creepy.
A good time creepy. To wrap up. So thank you, everybody, for listening to this bonus track of us playing Build a Title, and we will see you next week. Talk to you next week.
Here, I'm
talking at you next week, actually.
Word.
We will say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I love you.
Farewell.
Dos.
To you.
Yes.
Dos vidan.
I love mac and cheese.
All right.
Goodbye.
I love mac and cheese.
I love mac and cheese. So much. It make me happy and pants. Yes.
Are you afraid of the dark nightmare on Elm Street? Car named Desire is supposed to camp nowhere. The wild things army of darkness.
It was shifting.
That's right.